I'm Chris Sims.
And I'm Franco Terrazano.
This is the Canadian Taxpayers Podcast. We're dedicated to lower taxes, less waste, and more accountable government. In Deep Dive, we're going to take a look at how the feds and the province of Ontario are teaming up to give taxpayers money to Ford Motor Company. Yes, that Ford, the 12th largest corporation on planet Earth. And in Waste Watch, we're keeping with the car theme. Tesla is taking taxpayers for a ride. But first, we're going to check in with Franco. Franco, what do we have this week?
Well, Chris, I mean, I think we all know the budget situation is bad here in Canada. We're looking at a deficit at the federal level that's going to be hundreds of billions of dollars. And boy, are we ever steamrolling towards that $1 trillion debt mark. And, you know, we just heard the Trudeau government's throne speech, and really there is nothing in there that would suggest that they are going to be stopping the spending spree anytime soon. So not only does Prime Minister Justin Trudeau not really have any idea how he's going to deal with this mess, but he doesn't even have a budget target right now that he's aiming for. And that's the real problem.
Well, exactly. As the U.S. politician Henry Kissinger once famously said, if you don't know where you're going, every road will get you nowhere. No kidding. You know, to be fair, nobody expects Trudeau to get us out of this mess tomorrow, but we do at least need the Prime Minister to start taking the budget mess seriously. And the first step in doing that is to have a target to measure so you know what success even looks like. The first step is admitting you have a problem.
Well said. And look, we're more than 6 months into COVID-19 here, so it's really long past time for Trudeau to at least have a target or some type of safeguard to make sure that these massive deficits don't become a permanent thing year after year. And it's not just us fiscal hawks here at the Canadian Taxpayers Federation saying this either. You know, credit agencies are saying the same thing. Let me read you a quote from a senior credit officer at Moody's. Quote, we will be looking for some kind of roadmap, end quote. That's exactly what we're saying here. And you know, another credit analyst said, a sustained deterioration in fiscal policy discipline is one of the major risks to the rating. And let me be absolutely clear, we cannot risk higher interest. I mean, that would really further undermine the government's insistence that rising debt is sustainable.
For sure. We're in such deep debt. The idea of rising interest rates is actually scary to most people who are paying attention. And here lies the problem. Trudeau seems to be shrugging off the deficit and the debt like it's no big deal. We just heard the throne speech with big spending plans and big lofty ideas, but no mention whatsoever on how to right our fiscal ship. In fact, there were barely any numbers at all mentioned in that throne speech. But to point it out, even before COVID, Trudeau didn't seem to take the deficit seriously at all. By 2019, Trudeau had promised that he would balance the budget and that he would lower the debt to GDP ratio to 27%. He missed both those targets. He failed there. It's one of the reasons why we followed him around with our mascot, Fibber, during the last federal election, because he broke that balanced budget promise. The feds are releasing an economic update sometime this fall. Franco, my friend, I know you're a budget nerd. I know you're a numbers nerd. You can wear a mean bow tie. What are you going to be looking for in that update?
Well, I mean, the gold standard for budget targets is still balancing the budget. And that's what the Canadian Taxpayers Federation wants to see. Because at the end of the day, is the budget balanced or is the budget not balanced? Mm-hmm. And you know, Chris, I mean, sometimes we'll hear these politicians talk about this debt to GDP ratio. But I mean, they really are talking about this ratio because they don't want to talk about their big deficits. So what we need to hear from Trudeau is a timeline, you know, for when he's going to balance the budget. And like you said, it doesn't need to be tomorrow, but he does need to let taxpayers know what his timeline is and what his plan is.
For sure. This reminds me of when you're in scouts or Girl Guides or whatever group you might have been in, and you're in the woods, it's getting dark, and you need to find your way out. You at least need a compass and preferably a map. Right now, we've got neither. This is going to be a big and ongoing fight for taxpayers over the years. The longer it takes for the feds to get down to business and admit there's a problem, harder it's going to be. So this won't be the last time we're going to be pushing the feds to balance the budget. You can be sure about that. Speaking of bad budgeting, let's check in now with our Ontario Director, Jasmine Moulton, and Prairie Director, Todd McKay, as they take an in-depth look at some bad corporate welfare spending. It's the story of Ford and Ford.
It's time for Deep Dive. This is the part of the show where we get deeper into important issues. I've got Jasmine Moulton here. She is our Ontario director, and she just saw a bunch of taxpayers' money fly out the door, and we got to talk about it. What's going on, Jasmine?
So, Todd, this is a crazy story because usually when we hear of the government giving out corporate welfare, they're quote unquote claiming to create jobs. But in this case, they just doled out a bunch of corporate welfare that actually is going to a company that's laying off 400 workers.
There is just so much wrong with that sentence. So first of all, you feel bad for those 400 workers. It's never fun to lose your job, and that stinks. It stinks that they're losing their job. But here's the crazy part about it. So taxpayers are taking on the chin. We're going to lose a bunch of money going to a big company, and that big company is handing out pink slips to 400 of its employees. That's so backwards. What is going on there?
So, Todd, I just want to quickly rant in a way that I think our listeners will agree with. This is something that just needs to be said. The government does not create jobs. I can't emphasize that enough. It's such a pet peeve of mine when the government goes around throwing our money at its favorite pet projects, saying that they're creating jobs. The government doesn't create jobs. Individuals create jobs. Businesses create jobs. And all that the government does through these corporate welfare schemes is essentially pluck money out of our pockets, out of the economy, and give it toward their own pet projects or sometimes their friends, companies they like. And it's just really a terrible, terrible practice because business owners and individual taxpayers use their money very efficiently. The government's never going to spend it as well as we spend it ourselves. So that's why corporate welfare is just such an inefficient and wasteful practice.
All right. Do you feel better? I feel like you needed to get that out.
I could go on.
All right. I don't know if we got enough time on the podcast for you to get that rant all the way out, but I'm glad you got a little bit out. Okay, but we're talking about a specific situation here. What happened in this incidence of corporate welfare?
Yeah, our listeners are going to want to be sitting down for this one. So recently, Premier Doug Ford in Ontario and Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced, and actually this was scooped by the Toronto Star. So it's, we suspect that the announcement will be forthcoming shortly, but essentially Doug Ford and Trudeau are going to give $500 million. So half a billion of taxpayer money to the Ford Motor Company. And obviously all of our listeners are familiar with this company, but here are a few stats that I think in light of their recent handout will be very shocking. Ford is the 12th largest company in the world. It's ranked number 12 on the Fortune 500 list. And last year, their revenues were 156 billion American. Their CEO made 17.4 million US dollars last year. And Todd, this is the really crazy fact. That's 377 times more than the average Canadian household income of 61,400.
That is so frustrating. So Ford has revenues of $156 billion. And somehow the Ontario and federal governments think, hey, maybe they would like half a billion dollars of taxpayers' money. That's less than 1% of Ford's total revenues. They're not even going to know. They're just going to throw that money on their money pile. They're not even going to notice it. And yet taxpayers are taking it on the chin for $500 million. But okay, let's talk about the jobs. What's going on with the jobs?
So as I mentioned, this is going to Ford, who says that they will use this money, or at least part of it, to retool a plant in Oakville so that it can build electric vehicles. And currently there's about 3,400 employees working there right now at the Oakville plant. But after they retool this plant so that it can produce electric vehicles, only 3,000 will come back. So that's a net difference of 400, meaning the government just gave them a huge pile of cash and they're actually laying off 400 workers.
That's so frustrating. Like the one argument that people make in favor of corporate welfare is like, hey, but at least there'll be jobs. We're going to throw out a bunch of money, but at least some people are going to have some jobs. Isn't job creation the whole point here?
Well, that's what the government loves to say in their, press releases. But the reality is that when governments say they're creating jobs and they give a ton of our cash to these companies to do it, they almost never follow up. They never check to see if those jobs were actually created or if the money that they gave had the effect that they wanted it to. So the Financial Accountability Office in Ontario, a few years back, looked into just over $1 billion. I mean, the Wynne government was notorious, spent many billions, but they specifically looked at just a sample of about $1 billion in quote unquote business support programs that the government had administered. And what they found should be shocking, but I have to say I'm not surprised. The Financial Accountability Office found that the government wasn't even checking to see if this, you know, if these billions of dollars that they were spending even worked. And they found no proof that any of this money was actually effective.
That's so frustrating. It's like governments think that the writing in a press release makes it reality. No, that's just like phony baloney. You got to at least double check it. They're not even looking. But okay, I know you're kind of fired up. So like, be nice to me here. I'm just going to be a devil's advocate a little bit. Okay, so brace yourself. Perhaps the government could make the claim that, yeah, there's going to be 400 job losses, but it's going to save 3,000 jobs by doing this conversion. So, you know, what about the 3,000 jobs? What do you think there?
So when I was emailing with the Ontario government trying to get more details on this deal, they actually came right out and flat out said that to me, that look, Mexico is getting all this investment and Canada's really struggling to keep auto jobs. The reality is that all of the billions of corporate welfare that we've given to auto manufacturers over the years hasn't stopped it from happening. So if anything, corporate welfare is doing the opposite. It's really not stopping them at all. So if you look, for example, the auto trade deficit with Mexico between Mexico and Canada tripled while the Canadian government spent hundreds of millions on corporate welfare between 2008 to 2017. Our auto trade deficit tripled. So clearly corporate welfare is not keeping those jobs in Canada.
Yeah, it's funny. I was just looking it up. There's a release from 2015 when the former conservative government gave this same Ford plant $71 million in loans from taxpayers. Again, I don't know why a $100 billion company needs $71 million in loans from taxpayers. But listen, we've been doing this over and over. It's not working. Governments aren't even checking to see if it's working. It doesn't make any sense. I'm actually kind of afraid to ask this next one. I think if any of our listeners have blood pressure issues, you might want to just skip ahead, 60 seconds here. But I got to ask, what's the total here? How much have we blown on corporate welfare? What's the damage?
So it's a bit terrifying, but there's actually a few different vehicles, if you will, that we can even look at for how we've given this money to the auto companies. So I think all of our listeners will recall in 2009, the former government federally gave loans to GM, General Motors, and Chrysler. Over the years since 2009, it's come out that, hey, they actually don't plan on paying these full things back. So in that case, taxpayers were stuck holding the bag of $3.7 billion in bad loans to these auto manufacturers that we'll just never get back. $3.7 billion. So that's a lot of money. But that's not even your run-of-the-mill corporate welfare. So there was actually an established, there was the 2008 crisis, that sort of thing. But even before 2009, when these loans were given, and that's certainly not to excuse it, Harper actually had a program called the Automotive Innovation Fund that's doled out over $500 million on a bunch of occasions, kind of just rolling handouts between 2008 to 2017. So, Todd, the problem here is that, many, many billions have been given to these companies. And it's not even just, one political party that's doing it. It's a multi-partisan issue. We've seen the Liberals do it, the Conservatives do it. They're addicted to it in a way, and it's so expensive, it's ineffective, it needs to stop.
Yeah, I think addiction is exactly the right term for it. Addiction is when you're doing something you don't even want to do. It's not working. It's making things worse. And you keep doing it. That's exactly what we're seeing in this situation. But when we're being critics, and let's be honest, you and I spend a lot of time being critics. The common pushback is, oh, okay, smarty pants. If you're so smart, what would you do? So, Jasmine Moulton, if you're prime minister for a day, what are you going to do?
Well, fortunately, there's a lot that our political leaders can do that isn't nearly as costly as this history of corporate welfare has been. So basically what they should try and do right now, and we're in a position where the economy needs to recover, businesses are struggling, taxpayers are struggling. They need to make sure that they're creating a competitive business environment across the board. So they're not just picking winners and losers. They're creating a environment that's conducive to the actual job creators creating jobs. So cutting red tape is a really good example of a way, you know, just get out of the way. We're not asking for handouts, just get out of the way. Second, lower taxes. So these broad-based tax cuts would be so helpful to the economy. And here's proof. So when the Ontario government in its last budget lowered the small business tax rate from 3.5% to 3.2% in Ontario, that left 185 million in the hands of over 275,000 businesses. So for a fraction of the price, they helped 275,000 businesses instead of just one. So lowering taxes would help everyone. And then lastly, Todd, especially in Ontario, governments need to reduce energy costs. So the Fraser Institute actually did a study that found that large power industrial consumers, of which auto manufacturers would be one, are paying almost 65% more for their energy costs than anywhere else in Canada. So this is crazy. That's one of the biggest cost inputs to any business. And lowering energy costs and lowering taxes would help not just Ford Motor Company, but every auto manufacturer in the province and every other business in the province. It's just good policy.
That sounds right to me. Now listen, when you're talking about reducing taxes for businesses and entrepreneurs, we actually found a little bit of an odd endorsement. When we were looking through the throne speech, there's an awful lot about spending taxpayers' money, every page packed with ideas to just fire hose taxpayers' money everywhere. But there was a little morsel about reducing business taxes. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I don't know if this was maybe a slip that Trudeau, you know, maybe didn't mean to put in there, because it doesn't sound necessarily like something he'd say. But he said that lowering corporate tax rates on, of course, green businesses would help them to grow and create jobs. So, I mean, imagine he just removed green from that sentence. That's true. Lowering corporate tax rates on businesses helps them to create jobs. What's true for green businesses is true for all businesses. So the government should stop wasting money on corporate welfare handouts and just do the right thing. Help, you know, be equal across the board, help businesses create jobs, just lower corporate tax rates and help spur on the recovery.
Hi, I'm Scott Hennig, president of the Canadian Taxpayers Federation. Sorry for interrupting the podcast, but I wanted to take a few seconds of your time to tell you more about the Canadian Taxpayers Federation. We are 235,000 Canadians from coast to coast that are fed up. We are fed up with politicians taking too much out of our paychecks, often to waste it on a bunch of pet projects, corporate welfare, and pork barreling to buy votes. We organize campaigns to push back on these politicians. These campaigns often include petition drives, billboards, media stunts, and more. But most importantly, they ask our supporters to pitch in and take action. Alone, we're a voice in the wilderness. Together, we're an army to be reckoned with. You can join the fight and sign up at no cost at taxpayer.com. That website again is taxpayer.com. Okay, now back to the podcast.
It's time for Waste Watch. This is when we make fun of the dumb things that governments are blowing your money on. Franco, what do we have this week?
Oh, we've got a doozy this week because the electric car manufacturer Tesla, well, it got $60 million in federal subsidies by making a crappier version of its car.
How does that even work? What's the damage with this Tesla subsidy? Give us a bit more background.
Yeah, for sure. Well, in 2019, the feds launched an electric vehicle subsidy program, which reduces the sticker price by $5,000 if the base model is sold below $45,000. And if that base model qualifies, then higher price versions are also eligible for the subsidy as long as that price is below a limit of $55,000. Now, here's where Tesla comes in, because their Model 3 didn't originally qualify because its price tag was more than $53,000. So what did Tesla do? Well, Tesla released a new model just for Canada. Now, it was almost exactly the same as its Model 3, but it had a software patch that limited its range to 150 kilometers. And then Tesla stuck a $44,999 sticker price on it. So in order to get federal cash to help people buy their fancier car, Tesla had to literally make it a crappier version.
Oh man, I've got an image of Indiana Jones just rolling under that collapsing stone wall at the last minute. That's so obvious. They're not even trying to hide what they're doing. If they price their base model only $1 below the qualifying limit, what's the cost to taxpayers here?
Well, it's not cheap. I mean, the total cost of the program is $300 million. And Tesla has received the most from the program. They've raked in more than $60 million. And in second place, just for context, was Chevy, who took home just over $31 million. Now, here is almost the catch, okay? Because Tesla has only sold 126 base model cars while selling nearly 12,000 of the higher class models, 12,000.
Wow, those are some staggering numbers. All right, I think that's the real kicker here. Tesla's really making out like bandits here, along with their wealthier customers. It's almost a reverse Robin Hood situation. They're not sports cars. I mean, these aren't Lamborghinis or Ferraris, but Tesla isn't the average Canadian's car by any stretch of the imagination. I notice that when they pass me on the highway and think, that looks expensive. We would have asked Transport Canada about this. So what did they say?
Oh, we did. We explicitly asked Transport Canada if the actions taken by Tesla fit with the intentions of the program. But surprise, surprise, Transport Canada largely dodged our question and just made some comment defending the program overall. You know, Transport Canada told us the department didn't care about what the company did with their prices as long as they met the bureaucratic program requirements.
Oh, man, I do not want to buy this for a dollar. This whole program needs a big rethink from top to bottom. We don't need to be subsidizing businesses and wealthier Canadians, especially right now. And this is very timely, you know, because of the throne speech that was laid out. The Trudeau government made a whole bunch of new announcements saying that they wanted to hand out more green subsidies. And just last week, the Trudeau government also made more moves to send corporate welfare rolling out to electric car production, in concert, by the way, with Ontario's provincial government.
Well, Chris, you know, corporate welfare is bad policy, even during the best of times. And, you know, as I look out my window, it's pretty clear that this is not the best of times. I mean, right now, as we're steamrolling towards $1 trillion debt tab, I mean, this corporate welfare should really be a non-starter. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Don't worry if you're out there listening and you want to read more material on this. Well, we've got that included in the show notes. And us at the Canadian Taxpayers Federation, we're going to keep hammering these guys for their bad corporate welfare policy decisions. So stay tuned.
That's it for this week. Thank you guys so much for listening to the Canadian Taxpayers Podcast, and thank you to James Wood for editing it.
And be sure to send us some comments. Let us know what you think about the show. And please subscribe and, of course, tell your buddies. Okay, talk next week.
Hi, I'm Scott Hennig, president of the Canadian Taxpayers Federation. If you've got another minute, I'd like to ask you to think about the one person you know that would really enjoy listening to this podcast. Do us a favor and do them a favor and send them a quick note to let them know about it. At the Canadian Taxpayers Federation, we believe there is power in numbers. That's why we've worked so hard to build an army of taxpayers who are ready to push back. And we did it because people like you shared our work with that one person that they knew would really appreciate taking part. Thanks for listening, and thanks for doing your part to make Canada a better place.